And so please welcome Alicia for our theme tonight, Case Closed.
Hi. So my story tonight is not on the theme, and I'm going to tell it anyway, and I'm not going to defend myself. Case closed. Rush told me to say that. So I was biking home from Trader Joe's one day, and this is when I lived in LA, and no one bikes in LA. It's crazy. But I biked occasionally. I mean, I still mostly drove because I'm a normal person. But every so often I would bike to get my groceries or the gym or something, and I'd feel really good about myself. So I was biking home from Trader Joe's, and I'd figured out a way to bike that was not on any of the main roads that I would drive on, but on all these like little residential roads and very twisty, turny, but it felt much safer. So I was biking home from Trader Joe's, and I hear a car coming up behind me. And so I keep biking, but I come over to the right side to make sure there's plenty of room for them to get past. And they don't pass right away. And I see that the car is just kind of keeping time with me. There's three men in this car, two in the front seat, one in the back. And I like turn my face forward again and put on my like hard city face and brace myself for whatever like pickup line or catcall or rude comment they're going to throw out at me. And then I see that the guy in the back seat is starting to lean out of the window, and my brain is like, what is happening right now? Trying to make sense of it, like, is he trying to high-five me? Is he gonna touch me? What is going on? He reaches over and grabs the bike pannier that's hooked onto my bike rack, like right behind me, lifts it up, pulls it into the car, and they zoom off up the hill. And I'm left just like pedaling furiously uphill, yelling out like, wait, stop, that's mine. And useless things like that. So I get to the top of the hill and they're long gone. I have no idea where they are. And I mean, what would I even do if I did know where they were? And I stop and I'm like straddling my bike and just feeling like really violated. You know, I've had things stolen from me before, like a wallet out of my coat pocket or bike seats on two different occasions, the wheel of my bike, bike lights, bike bells. Bikes are not safe in LA. My car from the street in front of my house once. And I always get that same feeling of just being really violated, like someone violated me. And also felt like mad at the universe. Like, here I am doing the right thing, like biking to Trader Joe's, good for the environment, getting my exercise, easing traffic, and this happens. Like, I should have just taken my car. This never would have happened. So I'm feeling really down and angry, and I realize that my phone and my wallet and my car keys and my house keys, all the important stuff that I keep in that top pocket of the bike bag, because I hate having them in my pockets when I'm biking, they're so just clunky. For whatever reason, on this particular day, they are all in my coat pockets. I have them all. They have only stolen my groceries, which sucks, but it's groceries. And suddenly I'm filled with gratitude. I'm like, the universe is looking out for me. It's all gonna be okay. And I picture them like in their car, looking through my stuff and realizing that there's no cash, there's nothing they can sell. And then they just like throw the bag out the window. And that is when I know that I am going to find my bag and get it back. So I make a plan. I'm gonna go home, get my car, and come back, and then drive around all these little streets and find my bag. So I bike home. It's like 10 minutes later. I've made 14 turns and crossed some main streets, and I'm like almost home, going down the last road before I turn onto my street, and I hear a car accelerating behind me, comes past me, they yell something rude out the window, and something comes flying through the air, lands right in front of me. I can't even stop. I run it over. And it's my bag. Like, they found me, or I don't know. It's crazy. It's my bag. And I look in it. All my groceries are still in there. Mostly okay, except that the bananas are totally smushed because I just ran them over with my bike. So I bike home, and I tell my roommates about it. We all laugh about it. And that night, I made banana bread with my smushed bananas, and it was delicious. So this was like 8 or 9 years ago, I think. And now I live here and I bike and it's normal. And I have 2 little boys. They just turned 2 in January. They're twins, obviously. And they're at this age right now. There's this stage where like they just want to do everything I do and say everything I say. Like they repeat everything I say back to me, the last few words. And they want to sit in the big chairs at the kitchen table and not in the high chair, even though the table like comes up to their noses. And they want to brush their teeth with my electric toothbrush and not their little ones. The other day I was having a private moment and picking my nose. And I turn around and they're both like standing there looking at me with their little fingers up their noses. I'm like, whoa, this is getting real. Like, pressure is on. It's very cute, but like, I realize like I can't just do whatever I want anymore. Like, who do I want these little boys to grow up into? Who do I want them to be? Because that is who I have to be right now for them, because that's how they're gonna learn it. So, I mean, I love this story about this thing that happened when with the bike bag. I mean, first of all, because it's just an amazing story. Like, I think probably no one in the world has ever had their bike stolen off the back, their bag stolen off the back of their bike, like, from a moving car while they were riding the bike. Like, and even if they had, they certainly never had it, like, returned to them in such a glorious way. So, I love the story because it's a great story. But also, I realized as I'm, like, reliving this story, the person I am in this story, like, that's the person that I want to be. That's the best version of myself. That's what everything I want to teach them is right there. So, like, first of all, ride your bike. It's good for the world. It's good for you. You know, what else? So you're going about your day, and, like, stuff happens. And there's nothing you can do about most of the stuff that happens. Like, but what you can control is how you react. So, like, this thing happened, and what did I do? Well, first, I felt really bad. I felt my feelings. That's important. You have to feel your feelings. We talk about that a lot with my two-year-olds. Feel your feelings. And then, you know, I felt my feelings, and then I was able to see the good in the situation and feel gratitude that I still had my wallet and my keys and my phone. And then, empathy. So empathy is huge. Like, if you asked what's the one thing you want to teach your children, for me, empathy. Like, I think all other good qualities pretty much come out of empathy. So I, in the story, I was able to put myself in their shoes, you know, these guys looking through my bag, and that is what enabled me to realize that they were going to throw it out the window and that I was going to get it back. So empathy. And then I had a goal, I made a plan, and I took action. These are also very important things that I want to teach them. I had a goal, get my bag back. I made a plan, I'm going to go home, get my car, and I took actions. I started to do that. But you know, as much as you have a goal and take actions, like, you do everything you can to get your goals, but also you have to, like, at some point just accept what happens and trust the universe. And in this story, it turned out to be really good, like, accepting what happened, because the bag, that was even easier than I thought. But, like, you know, sometimes you don't get what you want, but you still have to, you know, like, I did everything I could, and this is the way it happened, and accept that and move on. And then, yeah, finally, what's that saying? When life gives you smushed bananas, you make banana bread, right? You've heard that one? You've heard that one? Yeah. So, I mean, that's it. That's everything, really. Like, who do I want you to be? Ride your bike, feel your feelings, gratitude, look for the best in the situation, have goals, make a plan, take actions, acceptance, trust the universe, empathy, banana bread. That's everything right there. So also for you guys, how to be a good person. This is all of it. So the end. You're welcome.